Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, the great Stevie Ray.
What?
I still remember.
Out of Austin, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We do have a new Bill Grady song coming your way in a few minutes. Oh, yeah, he breaks it down.
I didn't think we'd get him to do it.
He submitted to doing it
again?
Yes,
he did.
Oh, boy.
And it was a song that, if you need a hint, if you were listening to the program last Thursday or Friday, I had never heard it. Dana had never heard it. Kara had heard it. And Minders had heard it. But I will just say it sounds like thong to thong thong thong. So.
Thong to thong thong thong.
Rod, are we queued up? We ready to go?
Oh.
We think so?
Let her rip.
We got the bad words taken out? Hang on. Here is Bill Grady. Hang on. Rod and I have to work our magic here. It's not easy. This is not easy. Here we go.
No, it is.
You like to dance on the hip-hop spots, and you cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, 'cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck. Thighs like what? What?
Let me see that song.
Baby, move your butt. But. I think I'll sing again. She had dumps like a truck. Thighs like what? What? All night long. Let me see that thong. I like it when the beat goes da-da-dum. Baby, make your booty go da-da-dum. Baby, I know you want to show da-da-dum. That thong.
Totally weirded out.
I like it when the beat goes da-da-dum. Baby, make your booty go da-da-dum. Baby, I know you want to show da-da-da. That thong.
Yep, there it is. Jesus Christ.
That was extraordinary.
We were thinking about playing the rest of the song, and Rod's like, Rod looks at me and goes, I don't even know where he is in this song anymore.
I don't even know. I don't understand. What's a thong? I thought those were shoes.
We talked about this the other day. She has dumps like a truck. What does that even mean?
Are we talking about poop? What?
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
I'm telling you.
I thought thongs were shoes.
I don't know that Grady could ever beat Sexy Back. But man, the thong song is going to be my very second
close favorite.
Is that
the name
favorite of
it? The thong song?
That is what it is
Cisco?
Called. I don't know.
Y'all never heard the thong song?
No, I'm sorry, Dan. I've never heard the thong song.
It's wow. New to me. And I'm usually pretty hip about music, but I don't know that one.
It was all the rage and, God, I don't even know when it was. A while ago now.
Simmer down.
We're not
like
him.
20 years ago?
No, yeah.
Simmer down,
not.
Funky Town, okay?
Let me see.
Thong, 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 thong. Oh, there's that bad word that we can't play on the radio coming up right there on that one. No, sir.
All right, play it again. Not the song.
I like it when the beat goes da-da-dum. Baby, make your booty go da-da-dum. Baby, I know you want to show da-da-dum.
Oh, my God.
That thong, 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 thong.
I feel so dirty.
I like it when the beat goes da-da-dum. Baby, make your booty go da da da. Baby, I know you want to show da da da. That thong, 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 thong.
Rod, it was a listener on Friday who texted in and said, God. Oh my goodness, I can't believe you've never heard that song. You have to have Bill Grady do it.
Greatest, yeah, it's new to me.
Greatest thing ever, man.
The text line, the text line is telling me that was a big hit back in 2000. We're only, you know,
hey, who cares?
20 years late.
Who cares?
Also, a lot of people on text line want to know why Bill Grady doesn't have a stack of Grammys.
For interpretive reading?
Yeah, because it's fantastic.
I want his ringtone on my phone to be da da dum. Da da dum.
That's the best part.
I like it when the beat goes da da dum.
All right. You just snort.
I'm sorry. I don't do it on purpose.
My favorite thing ever.
Oh my God.
William
Baby,
Grady.
Make your booty go da da dum.
I'm telling you, this is as best as Baby's Got Back, or not Baby, Bringing Sexy Back.
This is really good. His artistic impression of this is his
interpretation. He really brought it. He brought it.
He's
this
really
time.
Come a long way.
Oh, like he's grown as an artist.
Da da da. Baby, make your booty go da da da.
Oh, all right. Anyway, we went and saw Won't You Be My Neighbor yesterday.
Won't you be?
So I called. Hang on. Don't leave me, friend. Don't leave me. Get in here. You're old enough to remember him. We went and saw the Fred Rogers movie yesterday.
Yeah.
Small theater over at B&B in Shawnee. Aww. It was in Theater 14, which is their smallest theater in the whole building. Jack Posiger, I was on the phone with him right before we left, and I said, hey, we're getting ready. You know, we were working out some stuff, and I said, hey, by the way, we're getting ready to go see Won't You Be My Neighbor. He goes, oh. And I'm thinking, oh, that's not a good sign from a movie critic.
Right.
Especially a movie critic I deeply respect.
He winced?
He goes, oh. And I go, is it bad? He goes, no, it's very good. I go, okay, then what's with the, oh. And he said, it's not one Kleenex box. Bring two.
Oh.
Really?
So we went and saw it.
Did you take the kids or just you and Kelly?
Just Kelly.
Okay.
She cried through the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a rare moment when I would look over and she was not crying.
What's making everyone cry?
Here's the thing. First of all, you know he's dead. You know he's a great human being. And it dawned on me about halfway through why it was such an emotional movie. Because it's not sad. I mean, there are moments where it's a little sad, especially when they talk about his death, etc. It dawned on me as I was leaving, this was not a movie that harkened back or reminded you of a more innocent age. Because I don't think that's fair. I hate the, you know, back in our day, everything was better. It was more innocent. No, it's not. It's never been that way. Here's what dawned on me as I was leaving. It didn't make me sad or make me want to cry. And yes, Rod, to answer your question, I did cry a little bit during the Fred Rogers movie. I got a little teary-eyed. Not because it reminded me of a more innocent age. it reminded me of an age when I was more innocent.
Of your own youth and innocence.
Okay.
And it reminded me of being a kid again.
And I would also ask Scott, does it make you sad that not only he's gone, but that there will probably never, ever be anyone else like him?
And they get into that about, you know, his thoughts on, because as hard as it is to believe, he was on the air until 2002. Check that, 2000. He made a comeback after September 11th in 2001. They brought him back to try to, for a, like a one episode deal, to try to explain September 11th to children. Okay. But they talk about what a groundbreaker he was, a revolutionary when it came to children's broadcasting, how he paved the way, how he would let black people on his cast, God forbid. And you forget what it was like back then. And this was a reminder. He had a black cast member who was a police officer, and he would let him put his feet into the pool. Well, back in those days, black people couldn't get into the pool with white people. And you forget what that was like. And if black people did, they were somehow contaminating the pool. You know what I mean? And how Fred Rogers would not just say, officer, whatever his name was, it escapes me at the moment, put your feet into my little pool, but when you take your feet out, I'm going to dry them for you. And how that was...
Yeah.
In the 1970s,
sort of
revolutionary, that a white man would dry the feet of a black man.
He was a bright
light. This was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, and without saying, look what I'm doing, just
doing it.
Just doing it and letting kids see there's nothing unusual about this.
Yeah. Somebody says on the text line, here's a great question. Would it make you cry if you didn't watch his show much? No. In fact, Kelly and I talked about this after the show.
If you took your kids.
They would not understand it.
Okay.
I don't think they would care. It's not that they wouldn't understand it. I don't think they would care. Oh, this is a boring docudrama about somebody my parents grew up with.
Now, if you have children and that watch Mr. Rogers, the old reruns, I'm sure they love it.
But do they rerun them currently?
I don't believe they do rerun it, do they? Is Mr. Rogers on TV now? I don't think so.
And would it resonate with children today?
No, it wouldn't work.
Like it did with us. Now, Scott, think about that. At age 3, 4, and 5, would Mr. Rogers, if you put it on and you plopped your 3, 4, or 5-year-old down in front of it, would it resonate today?
No.
You don't think so?
I think you need what's on TV now, the Dora the Explorer. You need more excitement. They pointed out, there was one, Rod, you'll remember this from when we were growing up as kids. There was one time when Mr. Rogers sat there with a one-minute timer, and he said, what does a minute feel like? And he started the timer, and he sat there for a minute just staring into the camera.
Yeah.
Average American kid today would have gotten up and walked away.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But we were just attention span. But we all just sat there going, what does it feel like? And we stared at the TV while Mr. Rogers counted off a minute. Quietly. Dana Wright, Rod Babcock, Dan Weinbaum, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.